Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And boy, have we got some exciting announcements to make about the Rosie on the House referral directory. Not only have we been the number one referral directory in Phoenix for the last 10 years, but last night, or Thursday night, we were awarded the number one referral directory, Best of Tucson, by Arizona Daily Star. And not only did we win as the favorite contractor resource for homeowners, but our members down there, unbelievable. We killed it, absolutely killed it. We've got Frontier Painting, we've got Rebath of Tucson, Kinetico, Arizona Foundation Solutions, Ramjack, all West Coast Roofing, all Rosie certified partners, all winning Best of Tucson. So,
job well done.
We continue the effort of trying to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend by screening only the best of the best and making that information available to y'all at rosieonthehouse.com. Hey, and congratulations to ASU. Scored a nice little W the other night. I don't think U of A plays for another week. I think they play the Lumberjacks next week. So we'll have to wait and see how they're doing. And this hour, right now, we've got special guest in, again, Rosie certified partner, Clay Jansen from Focus Insurance Services. Clay, thanks
for
coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back with you guys.
You did a little arm pump. Are you a lumberjack?
I am a lumberjack. So that was my NAU shout out to all those lumberjacks out there. So, I'm guessing we're not expected to win that game, Rosie. I'm just going to go out on a limb. And Big Sky Conference, though. Big Sky Conference.
Big Sky.
That's
Big
right.
Sky Conference.
And I hear some big money's been spent on that Sky Dome lately. Have you seen it since the renovations?
I have not.
Our Flagstaff affiliate, Calf Country Legends, owner Steve Hosier was talking about the new digital billboards and the remodel that they just went through and the money they sunk into that stadium.
I frankly just need another excuse to go up there and check it out.
I'm working on it. Seriously, that's what I'm
going to go check out
I
heard about all the spring flowers up north, so maybe we just make a big loop and make it back over to Flagstaff.
I tell you what, the spring flower bloom right now, the fall bloom, it's absolutely incredible.
We got to check that out.
It's worth making two trips. Go now and see the flowers, and then go when we start getting the fall colors.
That's right.
And go again. Because that's one thing the Wallow Fire and the Rodeo Chetiskay Fire did, is when those fires move through, and you knew that's your hot
that's
shot.
That's right. That's right. You know, you get all that first growth springing up.
And it's
those aspen trees.
And the aspen trees.
Oh, my gosh. Love that stuff.
We have aspen groves in Apache County that are so thick, you literally cannot walk through them. You cannot walk through them.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be spectacular. Well, Clay's here helping us wrap up our month of home security. We've talked about smart locks earlier in the month. We talked about how making your home a less desirable target for burglars. We've talked about window and door security. We've talked about security systems, and now we want to talk about, okay, if you've done all these things to your home, and what happens if someone gets in? How do we take care of that with our insurance company? And the other thing we want to talk about is insurance can be another very important component of the security layered system. So, Clay, thanks a million for coming in.
My pleasure.
And sharing your wisdom this morning.
Well, let's not get that far ahead. We'll see how wise I am here.
Judge that at the
end
of the
right,
hour.
That's right. 1 hour later, we'll all vote. Call in then.
And if you've got an insurance question, you can talk to Clay at 1-888-767-4567. 4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Text 411-923 and email info at rosieonthehouse.com. It's Labor Day weekend. Wherever you're going or throughout the state of Arizona, you could probably catch Rosie on the House if you're anywhere between Flagstaff and Nogales. Up from the top of I-17 to the bottom of I-19, you can catch us.
That's right. Clay, let's start with your list of do's and don'ts.
You got it. So, you know, Rosie, you teed it up great. You know, there's a lot of things that you're going to do before something happens, right? You're going to get those deadbolts, and you're going to get all those things that you guys were talking about earlier in the month. But here's a couple of don'ts that I think catch a lot of people off guard with insurance. So at the time of the claim, that's usually when the rubber meets the road, right, where the insurance company comes out and they start checking out the property. But here's some don'ts that you want to find out before you have that situation. So one of the big ones, which is kind of a shock to a lot of people, is bars on windows. A lot of folks think that there's definitely some really solid security with that, but insurance companies often have a hard time with that. And their concern is getting out of the property, right? So you're thinking you're keeping people out, you're keeping the bad guys out. But in reality, they're thinking, hey, if there's a fire in the house or something, right, there's going to be...
You're trapped in. The fire department hates it.
That's right. Fire department doesn't like them. Insurance companies don't like them. So don't have bars on windows unless they're the breakaway from the inside type. So you might want to check that out before you have an insurance claim, because if an insurance adjuster shows up and they see those, that could be something that might cancel your policy. So that is definitely a big one. And they're out prowling around. They even send folks by houses in neighborhoods to check out their insureds, right, their clients, to see if they have those bars on windows. So don't have those bars unless they are the breakaway from the inside type.
And in addition to the breakaway, they have security screens now that's right.
Yeah,
don't scream. You know, a lot of people, realtors will tell you don't put bars on windows because it tells prospective buyers, bad
there's
neighborhood.
Something in the neighborhood. Something's going on in the neighborhood. And so do insurance companies. They actually look at that now. They have satellite capabilities. So if they actually see a lot of bars on windows in your neighborhood, that might be something that they're not interested in insuring, right? So just be really cautious with those bars on your windows and make sure they're the breakaway type to keep you safe, right? That way you can get out.
There's security screen companies in Arizona that are out there. None of them have gone all the way through the screening process, but there's a couple of them here in the state as an alternative to that. And then there's also security laminates. Yep. And then that, you've got to look at your warranty on your windows. If they're still under warranty, may not be the right time to put them on. But
yep,
a couple of other options to bars.
No, that's right. No. And this auditing, this visual auditing,
yep,
and checking is kind of new. I can remember a day I came home from work years ago when the kids were still young, and Jennifer said, we had someone from the insurance company stop by, and when we filled out the questionnaire, do you have a trampoline? Yes. Do you have dogs? Yes.
Yep.
What they didn't ask me is, do I have a captain of the wrestling team that brought all the wrestling team over to jump off the roof
onto the trampoline
and into the swimming pool?
Right. Rosie, they now know to ask you that. Yeah, that's a whole new questionnaire they're filling out just for you now.
Oh man.
My gosh. They do those drive-bys is what they do. And a lot of times it's a contracted company. It's often not even the insurance company. They pay for a service to come by and do those spot checks now.
And there was a while they told us if you want to keep the trampoline, you have to put the restraining nets
up. That's right, to surround it completely in.
Then they came back later and said, well, we decided those are more dangerous than not having them at all.
That's right.
So
change of the times.
They block airflow too. It gets a lot hotter and the air's a lot staler inside
when you have the net.
Yeah.
Especially in Phoenix. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's another don't. Here's another big one that we run into pretty often. Don't have your vicious dog as your only security feature, right? So the situation with a lot of the insurance companies, right, is the breed of the dog. That's usually the case. And I think a lot of people have heard about this. They have a real sensitivity, insurance companies, to some breeds, specifically pit bulls, chows, Doberman pinschers. We love our dogs, right? We all love our dogs. We don't think something's going to happen. But these insurance companies, right, they're worried that there might be a situation on your property where there's a possible dog bite. So here's a little tip. Before you go to change your insurance company or before you have a claim, start maybe looking around. If you do have one of those dogs that's maybe prone, you know, to having a situation where there might be a dog bite, Don't just call your carrier directly, but maybe call around, ask your agent if there's another carrier that maybe is a little bit more friendly to your dog breed. So before you go rocking any boats, I would definitely suggest you just reach out to some other companies, find a company that would allow your dog breed, or just be ready to maybe have your dog, unfortunately, excluded from your policy. And that basically means if there's a dog bite on your property, they won't cover it. So it doesn't mean you have to get rid of your dog. They just might want to exclude that animal from a liability claim or a dog bite. So just be really cautious with that.
Now, you list a Staffordshire Terrier.
I know. These insurance companies.
I've never even heard of a Stafford. I'm going to have to pull up an image in the break.
Yeah, you might want to Google that one.
Is that a big dog, like a Doberman or something?
Not super big, but medium to large size. We're not talking Mastiff size, you know, but kind of along the size of a pit bull.
Staffordshire Terrier.
Yep. So they've really broken it down. And we all know that we've got a lot of mutt breeds, right? A little crossbreeding. And maybe sometimes you don't know what your dog is. So just be real careful with the list for your particular company that is insuring your home. But again, before you call your company, I would definitely talk to your agent and definitely maybe look for a new company that might be a little bit more friendly to your dog breed.
I'd say make sure you don't have a dog that shows the thief where everything is.
That's right. On the super friendly dog.
Yeah, right.
Loves everybody when they come over. That's right. Another big don't.
Before we go to the next do and don't.
Yep.
Let me just make this statement. Clay Jansen is second generation at Jansen Insurance, which is now Focus.
That's right, Focus Insurance.
Clay's dad wrote the first insurance policy I ever bought back in 1977. When I proposed to Jennifer, the first question her dad asked me was, "Do you have a life insurance policy?" I didn't even know what a life insurance policy was.
That does not tie into the 7 a.m. topic.
So I opened the yellow pages. Rick Jansen popped out of the page.
There he was.
Called him.
Yep.
And your family's been taking care of the Romero Insurance since 1977. And I just want to give you a personal commendation. Thank you publicly.
Well, thank you. And we love being part of your insurance life and financial life.
And Focus is Rosie certified.
Yep.
And I think we ought to give people an opportunity to reach out and touch you and maybe visit with you.
Absolutely. There's multiple ways to do that. We're online at focusinsurance.com. That's P-H-O-C-U-S, insurance. We actually have Michelle on our phones right now, so if you're inclined, you can jump on and dial us up at 1-800-601-0981. We are statewide, so the 800 number might come in handy for that. Or call us at our local Phoenix office, 602-955-7705. We'd love to chat with you.
We'll come back with more do's and don'ts for home security and home insurance right after this.
But if you're in the car buying mood this weekend, get out to Sanderson Ford. It is Labor Day weekend, and Labor Day and car sales often mean money saved to you.
I'm telling you. And it is the final days of the Labor Day, and they've got 20% off on every Fusion, Edge, Escape, EcoSport, and F-150 truck in stock. Are you looking for a Raptor? If you're not, you should be. It's the best car I've ever owned. I love that thing. Sanderson has 35 in stock right now. Purchase or lease any new Ford and get all the Labor Day Summer of Fun discounts and incentives, plus $500 Visa gift card. Hurry up and save now.
Now, a lot of times we say it's got to be on Saturday because Sanderson's always closed on Sunday. Well, that's true this week, but if you've already got your Saturday booked up, all of them are good to Monday because they're keeping these over to Labor Day. So if you've got Monday off and you can't make it out on Saturday, these savings are going to be good on Monday.